Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are applying a search and destroy tactic to international funding for global warming in the 2012 U.S. fiscal budget. It goes like this. Axe any line items with the words climate change. So reports Elizabeth McGowan at Solve Climate News. Their primary targets are a pair of crucial United Nations initiatives designed to slow warming worldwide and educate policymakers about the evolving science of climate change. Republicans are seeking to deprive millions in funding for the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the world's leading scientific advisory body on global warming. The IPCC shared the Nobel Peace Prize with Vice President Al Gore in 2007, and governments often use its periodic reviews of climate risks to set targets for reducing carbon emissions. Cutting these fundings will do little to address the U.S. debt, environmental advocates note. Although eliminating these funds has little chance of gaining traction in the Democratic majority Senate, some worry that the negative messages these efforts are sending will reverberate around the globe and undermine the U.S.'s ability to lead on the climate front. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.